side to take on the Patriots.
That's right, and the sun is came out just a little bit.
I didn't know what that was. Was that the sun?
That was the sun, but it's gotten colder out there. And you know who I forgot? Cadence. So make sure you get your toys picked up. So now I got everybody, Clark.
That's for certain.
Okay.
Anyway, it's senior night here at USA. Obviously, the last week of the season here, so they are honoring all the football players and the members. This is quite the sight of the interior leaders as well. We're 9 minutes away from kickoff, and Ron, let's go through tonight's games, okay?
All right.
Tonight, we have Sandusky at Baddox, and may I add that everything is non-league play. League standings, final. These
Sandusky
are all
Sandusky wins this one.
You're saying Sandusky or Baddox. Okay, yeah. So Sandusky at Baddox tonight, then Caro at Cass City, Lakers at Imlay City, Frankenmuth at Vassar.
That's a good one right there.
That should be, yes. I'm drawing a blank here. The Frankenmuth
Eagles.
Eagles. Okay, so they're red and white. I know that much. Then Bay City All Saints at Saginaw MLS. Then tonight's game, Harbor Beach at USA. We'll go through that prediction in just a moment. Mayville at Kingston. Then Ubley at North Huron. I kind of feel bad for North Huron.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Memphis at Brown City, Marlette at Peck, and then Deckerville at Armada. That should be a good one because Deckerville needs this win to get in. They're sitting at 5 wins. 6 is the key victory in high school football to get into the playoffs. Armada, last I knew, they were 5-4 as well.
And Brown City needs that win against Memphis also to get in. And I'm thinking Brown City is going to win that one also.
Okay, so an 8-man, we have Owen Gage at Akron Fairgrove, East Washtenaw Academy at CBS, and that's the end of the regular season. So, Ron, I guess it's time for the prediction.
Here's our horoscope, football fans, here's the latest dope. Football fans, some of you will contradict
the odds and scores that we predict,
but that makes football, football fans.
It's time for the predictions.
So we get paid to love us. But I'll tell you what, Clark, I had to go to the closet. I put on the blue, and then I put on the orange. I've had that covered up so you had no idea what I was wearing underneath. But I'll tell you what, I've been picking against Harbor Beach all season long. Guess what, Clark?
What's that?
I'm picking Harbor Beach tonight.
He's picking Harbor Beach, folks. This is quite the sight. Quite the sight, indeed.
Yeah, you have to see my wardrobe.
I was a little scared when you started pulling up your shirt for a second.
It's orange. It's
okay,
orange,
so Ron Lehrman in the books with a Harbor Beach pick.
But you didn't say what you were going to do.
Well, we're 6.5 minutes away from kickoff.
That's all right.
I got to make it a little more Hollywood here.
Okay, but all right. Let's go look at both teams.
Let's look at both teams.
All right. You got Harbor Beach that runs a T formation and a wing formation, tight ends, but they also run a spread. But you have USA, and they do the same thing. Tight ends are in, and they may run a spread, but they like to run from the T, especially get behind the big fella there from USA. So it's going to be interesting how many times they send Harper in behind the big fella, number 72, and let me give you his name, Brandon Ballard. And, of course, we noticed that he has a soft cast on tonight, but I don't think it's going to slow him down any at all. But both teams use a 5-man front, which means they put somebody on the center, try to make it very hard for them. And they may load the box or they may not. We'll see how they do that. And when we say load the box, we're not talking about going to McDonald's food and fancy. No, Clark, we're not doing that. We're talking about they put the 5-man in the front line, and they move the linebackers up behind that, and so then they have 1 man deep.
Okay, so I guess it's time for the Farm Bureau Insurance claim of the game. It's not who you call after retirement, but before that makes the difference. That's your Farm Bureau Insurance agents, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach in Ubley, and Deb Coswick in Unionville. Ron, my prediction right after this.
Oh, man.
A lot has changed since 1948. Bread was only 14 cents a loaf, gasoline a mere 16 cents a gallon. But the one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. For over 63 years now, spanning 3 generations, it's still Ramsey Funeral Home serving you and your family from our family. You can view obituaries 24 hours a day at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home, our family serving yours since 1948.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Mike McNeil. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Remember that class that you absolutely hated? It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at K&S Insurance agree, but we will help you to ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interest. Hastings Mutual Insurance and K&S Insurance will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. K&S Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwest value since 1885.
Hi, this is Pat Sorensen. For a no-obligation quote, please call me toll-free at 1-877-537-0202. That's 877-537-0202.
Go Pirates!
We are 2 minutes and 45 seconds away from kickoff here in USA. Harbor Beach traveling over to the other side of the county, per se.
Between Unionville and Sebewing.
We're in an area.
We're in an area. And if you're in our sound of our voice, 10 miles, you still have 2 minutes and 28 seconds. Folks, I was able to count the cornrows tonight simply because
there were
a marked car on the road with the lights going.
Okay. Yeah. That's enough about my driving.
Yeah, but we didn't say anything about your driving.
Oh, yeah, okay. And we'd like to thank all of our listeners tonight, even those driving all the way up on M25 right now, or even all the way on the other side of M25 by Bay City. Thank you for listening. We are about 2 minutes away now from kickoff.
And prediction is?
You finally hit me on it.
I'll tell you what. You got the tie on. You got the sweatshirt.
I look good. I look really good.
But it's green again. That doesn't signify a team.
Well, it does signify a team.
Okay. Well, all right. Tell us how.
Well, this is, of course, it's worked every week of the season thus far. I'm rooting for the Spartans. Last week I wore a green tie and a white shirt, and we defeated that other team from Ann Arbor. So this week we play Wisconsin tomorrow, so I'm picking Michigan State, of course.
Okay.
But my prediction tonight.
Here, in this game.
This game, yes. Tonight I'm going to have to pick Harbor Beach.
Really?
Yes.
I thought you were going to go on and limit USA.
I do like USA. We've covered them quite a bit. This is our third game of the season thus far.
Yes.
But I do like Harper. I do like the big man, 72. I like Beachy under center. But Harbor Beach is just too many avenues to take when they shut down one aspect, they just bring back the other side.
Too many weapons, and you got Coach Rubin's mind behind the defense. So we'll see what kind of things he's able to pull out of the hat tonight.
Yes, indeed. We are 1 minute away from kickoff. The Unionville Sebewing Area Marching Band is on the field. And Harbor Beach down at their goal line, ready for the Star Spangled Banner. USA lining up as well. Let's take a listen to the sights and sounds of high school football as the stands are sitting. Looks like we have quite the following from Harbor Beach trying to see if they can finish out the perfect season. And USA hoping they can defeat Harbor Beach tonight. Because if they beat Harbor Beach tonight, I'm almost certain that they could get in the playoffs.
All right. Well, we should hopefully have a great game here as we get ready to hear the band.